AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Federal Reserve says the economy is getting stronger, but a time has not been set to raise a key interest rate.
The first increase in the federal funds rate will be appropriate when it is seen further improvement in the labor market and is reasonably confident that inflation will move back to its 2% objective over the medium term.
Fed Chair Janet Yellen says the job market, the housing industry, and consumer spending are all improving after a rough start to the year. On Wall Street, stocks moved higher as a result of the Fed announcement. The Dow is up about 75 points. Sources tell the AP the House could vote as early as tomorrow on President Obama's trade deal. The president is going to meet with pro-trade Democrats. The AP's Mark Smith reports the issue may come up at a congressional picnic tonight at the White House.
Democrats spurned the president by the score on the free trade vote, so you might think tonight's get-together could be, well, awkward. But Press Secretary Josh Earnest says no. This is, he says, a purely social occasion.
A nice opportunity for members of Congress in both parties to spend time with their families on a nice summer evening on the South Lawn of the White House.
So don't expect any arm twisting on trade or any other big issue. But there could be twisting, since this year's picnic theme is a sock hop, complete with burgers, balloons, and tents with old 45 RPM records dangling from them. Mark Smith at the White House.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the Senate Armed Services Committee the number of Iraqi security forces being trained this fall will fall short of expectations.
Our training efforts in Iraq have thus far been slowed by a lack of trainees. We simply haven't received enough recruits.
Tropical Depression Bill keeps moving over Texas. There's not been any severe damage yet, but some already more rain could make the swollen rivers there even worse. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. says it will abandon the Chinese-owned Waldorf Astoria Hotel during this fall's U.N. General Assembly.
For decades, the State Department has set up its operations during the U.N. General Assembly session at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. This September, it will not. No official reason has been given for the shift to the New York Palace Hotel, but last year, Hilton Worldwide sold the hotel to Anbang Insurance, a Chinese company, for nearly $2 billion. Washington has said it suspects China is behind the massive computer hack that exposed personal information of millions of present and former federal employees. The government puts up hundreds of diplomats and support staff during the General Assembly meeting. Warren Levinson, New York.
AT&T Mobility is being hit with a record $100 million fine. Customers were offered unlimited data. Then their internet speeds were slowed after they hit a certain amount. AT&T says it will vigorously dispute the fine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.